thank you, Ethel, ever so much. And God bless you, Ethel, and God bless you, Kathy, and God bless anyone that may hear this, Sharon, if I send it out. God is really good, and he's really with us, you know, and I thank you for inviting me onto your Zoom fellowship, which God will add to and build and make grow. And he really wants to do the work for you. And this is the thing with God, is that we think that we've got to do things for God to do something for us, and it's just not true. You know, we didn't earn our salvation. We didn't pay the price for our sin, but Jesus Christ done the work. You know, and he took upon the sins of the world, and he took upon your sin, my sin. And sin is what is missing the mark, the things that are against God, the things that will keep us eaten from the dust of the ground. But Jesus Christ paid the price, and all we have to do is believe on him to be the Son of God, and that God raised him from the dead, and we make him as Lord. We say Jesus is Lord, and we believe God raised him from the dead, and that's all we have to do. There was not a lot of work there, was there? It was faith. It was believing the words. When someone spoke the words to us of how to be saved and what one must do to receive eternal life, we believed and we confessed. So we believe in our heart and we say with our mouth. And so God is doing the work. Grace means that God does the work. It's God's favour to you. So God says, hey, Kathy, I'm going to do you a favour. I'm going to work in your situations. I'm going to bring you healing. I'm going to bring you deliverance. I'm going to bring you abundance. And hey, Ethel, I'm going to take care of you and your mum and your family and your siblings. And I'm going to deliver you and bless you and prosper you. And so God does the work for us when we allow him to. So God needs permission, in the sense that he doesn't violate anyone's free will choice. So here, give us something to believe, and if we receive it and believe it, act upon it and say it, then he can go to work to bring those blessings into our life so they can start manifesting and showing up. Is when we try to do things our way, that's when it goes wrong. And so this is where we got to learn trust and confidence and patience. And Proverbs says, trust in Jehovah, or trust in the Lord. That word Lord is Jehovah. With all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. So God wants you to acknowledge him. He's saying, don't try and figure it out yourself, but bring the problem, bring the burden, and lay it at my feet. And give me time to go to work. Trust me that I'm going to do something. Let your confession, while you're waiting for your answer or the manifestation of your blessing, let your words be, it is done. Thank you, God. You are faithful. We know that you have answered this prayer. And that's why we've come to you. And that's why we give these things to you. Now, we can't see God because he's invisible, right? But then he starts to become visible to us when he starts answering our prayers, right? When we start seeing the results that we've prayed for and that we've asked God for, or we start seeing the things God says we can have, then we start to have them. So God just wants you to really rely upon him, and he wants you to go to him. He doesn't want you to rely on men or women or the government or anything else. He wants you to go to him, let your request be made known unto him, and let him do the work. And in Jeremiah, I'll read this to you, it's lovely. Jeremiah chapter 17, and in verse 5 it says, thus saith the Lord. Now, this is God speaking by the mouth of Jeremiah. And so Jeremiah, just like I am now, is speaking for God right here, and it's been recorded for us. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from the Lord. See, our heart departs from God when we start trusting other things, when we start looking at other situations, when we start looking for a different direction or a different supplier. Like, God is our supplier. If I got a gas company that supplies my gas. Now, I could go to another supplier, But this one's been faithful. It delivers my gas. It's a good rate. So I'm not going to change my supply. But God is the source of all of our supply. And we're not going to change him, are we? But sometimes we do, without even realizing it, because we take on the burden. Where God says, look, I can answer this for you. I can do this for you. We try and go and get the answer. We think that we got to do something. We've got a medal. But all we got to do is put the things into God's hands and patiently trust that he's going to do something with a confident expectation. God wants you to expect him to do something for you. The things that you've asked him. The things that he says he's going to do. And he doesn't like us trusting in anything else other than him. So he says, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. We don't trust in man. And maketh flesh his arm. We don't trust anything in this world, right? And whose heart departs from the Lord. Now this person, it says, for he, this person that is, you know, not trusting in God, shall be like the heath in the desert. And shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. He's saying someone that doesn't trust in God is going to be on the outside. They're going to be struggling. They're going to be living off the crumbs. God never designed us to live off crumbs. He designed us to live off the loaf of bread. And that loaf of bread feeds the multitudes, just like he did with the loaf and the fishes, you know. Because the blessings of God was upon it, because God was thanked for it, and he was looked upon to provide, God was able to multiply the bread, multiplying the atoms of the bread, making more fish, because there was trust, and through that trust is faith, God was able to go to work and just multiply and multiply. Now, God can do that when you honour him with your substance. He can multiply your finances. He can multiply your words when you speak good heavenly words. He can multiply your giving. He can multiply your soup. Say you've got some soup and it's your last bit of soup. He can make that last for a month if you wanted to. Because all things are possible with God, and they're possible for us when we believe God. So we don't want to be like this person inhabiting parched places where there's lack. We're just getting by. We're scrimping and scraping. We're begging. You know, David said, you know, I've been young and now I am old, yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed, the seed of the righteous, begging bread. God doesn't want us to be beggars, guys. He doesn't want us just to get by. He's a God of abundance, and he wants us to have an abundance. And what God does, if you haven't got an abundance, God gives you things to do so that you can obtain an abundance, that abundance can come to you. Anyway, so we carry on reading, and it says, blessed is the man. So God is now showing us blessed, and this word blessed means happy. Happy is the man that trusteth in the Lord, Jehovah. Same word, Lord, here is Jehovah. And whose hope the Lord is. So our hope, our trust, our faith, our confidence is in Jehovah. Jehovah means God will be to you what you need him to be. And when you're trusting in him, he can go to work. And he can turn all of our negative situations into positive situations. Just like he can take one loaf of bread and feed 4,000, 5,000 people. Can take two fish and break it and feed 4,000, 5,000 people. He can restore eyes and ears, eyesight and ears. And he can make withered hands come forth and stretch. He can make the blind to see. And this power of God that causes these things to happen actually resides in you. And it's released through the words that we speak, through the thoughts that we think. So it's important what we think. It says in Proverbs, as he thinketh, so is he. So as you think in your heart, how you see yourself, how you think about yourself, that's how you will manifest the things in your life. You'll draw those things to you. If you think, well, you know, I've never got enough, or I just got enough to get by, but I've never got the abundance I want to give, and, you know, I should just be thankful, which is true. We should be thankful for what we got. But I should just settle for this. God doesn't want you to settle for just getting by. God wants you to be thankful for everything that you've got. Yes, 100%. And I'm very thankful for all things. In fact, thankfulness is the key to receiving more. Because if you see a kid and they got sweets and they're not thankful for it, you don't want to give them any more sweets, do you? Because you think they're spoiled, little brat. And no, you're not getting any more. But this little boy over here, he's really good. You know, he says thank you, he's polite, he shares his sweets. He's really thankful for his sweets. Let's give him another packet, right? That's how God is with us, you know? So it says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. So hope, we know, is future. So we could be hoping for this certain prayer to be answered or a certain thing to happen. But we can see it in our mind that what we prayed is going to be answered. We can see the answer. And that's what we ask God for. Show me the answer. Give me the answer. Give me the solution. And as we hold that in mind and we declare it's done, you got to see it in your mind before you hold it in your hands. So the heavenly words, the encouragement from God will give you those pictures that, yeah, in your mind, that you can have these things. And like Ethel was saying about being the star of the show. See, your life is a movie. But are you an extra in your movie or are you the star in your movie? Are you the beggar in your movie? Are you the rich guy or rich woman in the movie? Because you can be. How you see yourself is what you'll be. Because it's the law of faith that's in operation. It's not the law of attraction. It's the law of faith. Because that's what you believe in your heart. And that's how you see yourself. That's how you see your life. How do you see your life? Do you see it as a big struggle? And you've got to rely on this, rely on that. You can have freedom. And you've got it in Christ. And when we do what God says, then he can go to work and bring about our freedom. Bring about our answers. Bring about our abundance. Bring about our healing. Bring about our direction and our vision. And then it goes on to say, for he shall be, this man that trusteth in God, he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see heat when it comes, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful or anxious in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. So that tree that's planted by the river, its roots are going right down into the water, and it's always going to have a constant supply of water, so its leaves will always be green. There'll always be fruit from this tree because it's tapped in to the water. Now we're tapped into the living waters. God says he's a fountain, the fountain of living waters. And with him there's endless supply. You know, God's got all the gold, all the silver, all the answers, all the healing, all the health, all the direction, all the abundance. He's a God of abundance. And we glorify God when we have abundance, by the way. You know, when God says Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. That's body, soul and spirit in every area. God wants us to have this life and have it more abundantly. And it says, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters that spreadeth out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat comes. But her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought. Neither shall cease from yielding fruit. In other words, being fruitful. Then it says, the heart is deceitful above all things. So this old heart of ours is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? God can, right? Who can know it? I, the Lord, searcheth the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. So God gives us what we sow. What we sow, we shall reap, is a law that God set up in the earth. And some people operate in it in good, and some people operate in bad. If they're sowing bad, and they keep sowing that bad, that's what they're going to keep coming back to them. They'll have bad thoughts, bad ideas, bad relationships. In the end, they'll have bad health, bad everything going on in their life, because that's all they keep sowing. And like Jesus said, if you live by the sword, you die by it, you know, because that's what they're sowing, right? But if we're sowing the heavenly words, the good news, the gospel. The gospel is good news. And we're to speak the good news to others. Tell them about our wonderful Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Tell them about our wonderful God who sent him. So that we can live this life. And it's available to live. Now you're going to reap some really great stuff coming back. And then when we follow the encouragement, then we're going to start to manifest some blessings. So when we receive the heavenly words, like you're hearing right now, when we receive them gladly and immediately go and do it, what we can do, then God will bless you. God will bring the blessings of what the encouragement is. God will open up his storehouse and he'll open up the windows of heaven. He'll pour you out the blessing. He'll make sure you've got more than you can need for yourself so that you can be a blessing to others. And as you give, you'll receive, so you'll never lose through giving. God set up giving of your finances so that you can have more. It's a way of giving and blessing and helping people. It's a way of taking care of the ministers. That's why we give where we're being encouraged. So like Kathy, for example, you give to Ethel because she's encouraging you. But your giving is actually going to God. Your giving, the heart is to give to God. And you're so thankful for the words and the direction and the connection, and that you've got heavenly words coming to you for direction for your life, and that you're willing to give, you're willing to speak in tongues, you're willing to follow the encouragement. And so those that have the willing heart and they're thankful, they recognize that God has brought words to their life and direction and substance and happiness and joy, the potential for all those things, then we're going to be humble to listen to what's being said. When we give direction, when a leader gives direction, when God's working in someone, when that's received and moved with immediately, that's the way to move. If you want to prosper, if you want to be successful, if you want to get answers and direction, and you want laborers, then the encouragement you need to receive it gladly. Straight away receive and go and do. Go and practice. So if it's speaking in tongues, you're being encouraged, speak in tongues much. If it's honouring God, honour God much. But you want to do it. It's not that you've got to do it. I want to do this. Like what's being encouraged to me, Lawrence, from my minister, I want to do. And I want to see the fruit from it. I want the blessings of God. Nothing wrong for wanting the blessings of God. And it's what we do with it, isn't it? I'm not wasting it upon myself and giving it, you know, just doing what I want, living the way I want. I'm living unto God. My life is sold out to live for the Father. I haven't got time to be doing the worldly stuff. But I have got time to speak thy word, the heavenly words from God, and to give the right encouragement and to give the right direction. And God blesses me and he takes care of my need. I don't have to ask people to bless me. I ask God to bless me because he's the source of all my supply. And he supplies all of my need. Just like Elijah. Elijah was a wonderful man of God, wasn't he? Really great. Done everything God asked him to do to the best of his ability. And there was a drought. You imagine when there's a drought, and that means there's a shortage of food and everything, and no rain, nothing's growing. And God says, you know, go to the brook Cherith, you know, because there's water there and you're going to live off that water for a while. So I want you to go there. So he listened to God and straight away went there. And that's what we need to do. Listen to God where he's shown us to go and to do, and then straight away to God. And then do what he's showing us to do, not what somebody else is saying. If God is showing you to do something, you do that, what God shows you to do. And through that, you'll be sustained. So God was sustaining Elijah with abundance. And he didn't even have to go looking for the food, because the ravens brought the food to him. Hey, see, like, that's grace. That's God doing the work. God working with the birds. He can tell the birds what to do, and they go and do whatever God tells them to do. And they fed Elijah, whatever that he got. He didn't say, I didn't think. Not from what I've read. But he was taken care of. And then when the river dried up, or the little pool or the lake or whatever it was, when it dried up, God says, now go into Zarephath, because there I've instructed a widow woman to take care of you. You know, so he went. And not only did God have this woman take care and make a little cake for Elijah, but he took care of the widow woman. And God multiplied the meal and the oil that this little woman had, because she only had a little bit left to make for her son and her, and they were going to eat it and then die, because that would have been the last of it. But Elijah says, go and make me a, go and make a cake, and, but first give to me. In other words, give into God, right? Because he was the man of God. And she recognized this, and she'd done it, and God made that oil not to run out and made the meal not to run out. Because she'd done the first things first. She didn't panic. She gave to the man of God, and God was able to multiply that. And God does that in our finances as well. He does it all the time. He's faithful. He's been doing it for years for me. From 2005 when I first went full time, and I didn't know no one. Didn't know no one in the US or anywhere else. You know, maybe a couple of people in the US, but there was no connections like I got now. And God was able to build up these connections because I trust in God. I'm not perfect. I might freak out here and there in the past. I might have worried or got concerned. But you learn to trust God. It's a relationship. Like any relationship you have, you've got to build the trust. You've got to build the confidence in that relationship. But I got a full confidence in my God now. And I know that he'll take care of any of your needs. Like Ethel's got her needs being met today in a great way. And we got to speak like it's already done. Like the needs already met. Because we trust God. God doesn't, he knows what you have need of. He says, don't worry about anything. You know, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you should drink, what clothes you should wear. You know, because the unbelievers, they worry about these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things that you need will be added to you. Are you doing the adding? No, God's doing the adding. God does the supply. That's all. We just got to do what God wants us to do. We just keep it very simple. Stay doing, stay following the encouragement. Don't deviate. Listen, listen and obey. Very important that we listen. Hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. To observe, to do. That's where the blessings come. It's through obedience to the voice of God that you get your blessings. It's by executing what God is showing and working. And also what he's working in you. As an individual, God will personally show you to do things. Go and do them. You might struggle with it sometimes. Oh, I can't do that, God. But you know in your heart you need to do this thing. Go and do it. God will bless you. And he'll bless you openly as well. So anyway, just trust in God. Don't have no worries or fears or doubts. God is a God of deliverance. He knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly how you feel. If you're happy, if you're sad, if you're tired, if you're worn out, if you're restless or, you know, you're discouraged, he knows. And he really is with you. And he says in Philippians, you know, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. God's telling me, tell me your problem. Tell me your burden. If you've got one problem, take the one problem to God. If you've got 110,000 problems, give them all to God. Once you give them to God, they're not your problem anymore. They're God's problem. And he says, don't worry, I can take care of it. You know, and know that I love you and I'm with you. I never leave you or forsake you. I got your back, your left, your front, your side, your top, your beneath. I am with you. My hedge of protection is around you. My provision is for you. And it's all there. Now to get this invisible provision, because we can't see the provision, the things that he's going to bless us with, we can know what they may be, but we can't maybe physically see it. So to bring the invisible, because it's invisible to us, right, into the visible where we can see it, we say what God says. So if you have lack, don't say, well, I got no money. I got great abundance. I am wealthy in finances. I am wealthy in giving. Well, I can't see nothing in your bank, Lawrence. I am wealthy in finance. My bank is overflowing. We don't say what we see. We say what we want. And that's what God wants all of us to do. And the situations, we call it how we want it to be. God calls those things which are not as though they were. So God says, light be, and light became. And God says, and God said many other things at the beginning of creation, and it became. And so we can speak that way. God made us in his image. And plus we got the Spirit of God to activate and bless our words we speak are blessed when we say things with faith. So anyway, that's what I was going to share. And I, you know, we don't want to say curse words. We don't want to say the wrong. We don't want to curse our blessings by moaning and complaining. Oh, I haven't got this and I haven't got that. God says, say that what you want, not what you see. Don't say the lack. Don't say the need, but say the solution. And then you'll manifest that solution. So bless your hearts. That's all I'm going to share.